What's going on, everybody? This is Mufasa T. Leone back with another episode. We're going to talk about social media, the gift and the curse. We're going to get into all that and more on the Lion Speaks podcast. All right, check it out. All right, now social media. You know, there's so much can be made from social media and how big social media has gotten, how much of our daily lives social media pretty much controls, you know? If you look at where we are now in society and where we were maybe a decade ago, maybe even more than that, maybe two decades ago, we've come a long way. Excuse me. And we've come a long way in how we've evolved, the way we speak to each other, the way we communicate through various outlets, various social platforms. You know, we don't call each other as much as we used to. You know, everything is through a text, or everything is through some kind of social platform like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, Twitch, Flitch, Sitch, all these extra things, these extra social media platforms, and different ways that we use to communicate with each other. It's not like it used to be. That being said, you know, social media, you know, I feel like it's the gift that keeps on cursing. You know, it's a bit of both. It's a double-edged sword. You know, here you have an amazing platform to where people can really reach others, and people can really, you know, network, and you put your business out there. You can, you know, associate with people, give yourself opportunities and different things like that. And also what comes from that is, you know, you got cyber bullying. You got, you know, cyber warfare, if you're thinking from that standpoint. You got people are just getting in trouble for different things that they say, different things that they tweet, different pictures that they put up, different things that they support. You got all these different things that's associated with social media. And, you know, it's just technology has taken us to new heights, and so much can be made on what social media is. And this is all subjective, of course. You know, whatever you feel social media is to you is what social media is to you. You know, for me, being in the U.S. military, you know, social media is very touchy. I have to be very, very careful about what I tweet, or very, very careful about what I support and what I say publicly. Because a lot of that stuff could come back to bite me, and I'm a representation of not only the U.S. military, but our president. So, because he's the commander-in-chief, and I serve in the military that he commands, I have to be careful about what I tweet and what I post and what I support, because I get a lot of trouble. You know, so that doesn't mean that I can't have an opinion, I can't have thoughts or anything like that. It just means that I can't just be on the internet all willy-nilly just talking about whatever and posting about whatever and ranting and things like that, and just talking sideways just because I feel like talking sideways. Like, I gotta be careful. So social media is, you know, oh so social, as I like to say, you know, oh so social. Alright, it affects every single person. You know, sometimes I think about it, you know, I got kids, and I think about how it might affect them, how it affects them now and how it affects them in the future when they're teenagers. You know, I didn't have to worry about it so much when I was growing up, because when I think Facebook came out when I was in like maybe 8th grade, Facebook came out, and it wasn't as big as it was, because MySpace was huge back then. You know, MySpace was very big. And then I remember you could have your top 8, your top 20, the Matrix. I had the Matrix on my MySpace page, like the numbers and the encryptions and whatever floating down, like in the Matrix, the music on your page. Like, MySpace was dope, you know, during that time. And then it got outdated, got outplayed, time evolved, technology got better, and people got bored with it. And then Facebook came, and then Facebook was the number one networking tool for a long time. Had things like Twitter and Vine, and eventually Instagram and all these other social media outlets that came, with it to kind of create more platforms for people to have a voice, so social media has definitely gone farther than we could have imagined in the past 20 years, and it's for the better or for worse, depending on how you feel about it, but all I can say is I have to be careful, and everyone else should be careful, all right? So the good things that social media has done is it's allowed people to have a voice. It's allowed people to speak out against certain things. I know Twitter, you have a certain hashtag, you hashtag your cause, and you get you can easily get a following, any kind of cause you have, you can go on the internet, you hashtag it, whether it's PETA, whether it's vegan, whether it's LGBTQ, ABCDEFG, whether it's anything that you follow or support, you hashtag it and you talk about it on social media. People that have the like-minded values and whatever you support will follow it. And also, like I said before, opportunities. People are getting discovered a lot more on social media platforms like SoundCloud and things like that. Like, a lot of artists are getting discovered, or people are Instagram. If you want to post pictures that you draw or that you paint, you might see somebody on might catch your art on Instagram and invite you to a social, art gallery social or whatever. And you might be called, to speak spoken word if you have a video about it, or if you can sing, or if you can dance, or anything you have. Like, social media has, even like if you're a comedian, a lot of comedians have, these days, are coming from social media. No longer are comedians are doing the grind that I'm so accustomed to seeing them do, or that the comedian community is so accustomed to grinding out clubs and going in the trenches and working and doing shows, 10, 20, 30 shows a week, grinding, trying to put their name out there. Now, you could post a video on social media of different clips and things like that, and that's going to get you a following. People are going to find that funny, we're in the era of memes and GIFs, you could take a segment, take whatever happened and turn it into something. Or take a whole bunch of different things that's happened, different videos, different segments of videos, or different instances, and jumble them all together into one segment, and they're hilarious. The internet is undefeated when it comes to memes and GIFs. It's tactful. They're smart. Things that people come up with on the internet and social media with these GIFs to make fun of people is freaking hilarious sometimes, it's just different opportunities that the internet has provided and allow people to really get out there, and it's created jobs, and especially coding these days, like that's where we're going to, and soon cryptocurrency and things like that's going to get bigger in the next 10-20 years. And the internet has done a lot of good for a lot of people, but on the flip side, it's done a lot of bad. We're going to talk about that. So what are some of the negative things about the internet? There's a whole lot of them, and I can't even remember them all, but recently, there's been this trend, in social media. The trend is condemning people for their past mistakes. Condemning people today for their past mistakes. All right. In light of a lot of these recent events, now hear me out. Before I go any further with this, I want to preface my comments by saying this. The terrible things that people have done in the past, even though that they're not the same as they were before, doesn't make it right. Okay? So in no way am I about to endorse, condone, or approve of, anything that anyone's done in the past, because we've all made mistakes, including the people that's doing all the criticizing. The main people that's calling all these people out are also imperfect people who have made past mistakes. But you have to acknowledge that as time evolves, people evolve. Not everyone, but people do evolve. People do change. People do learn. People are more educated. Because as time changes, we learn more. New information comes out. We learn that things aren't, certain things are okay, certain things aren't. We learn how to deal with certain things, learn how to change our communication, and learn how to speak better. So that should be acknowledged. That should be taken into account when evaluating these things. All right, with that being said, all right, so recently, Kevin Hart's gotten a whole lot of backlash for some old tweets that he had back in 2009, 2010, all right, on what's being considered homophobic tweets, right? Some things he said, called gay or, you know, used the word faggot and things like that, which is considered homophobic to the LGBTQ community, all right? And that's understandable. Okay. So now that he's gotten this opportunity to host the Oscars, a lot of these old tweets, somebody did some digging to find to bring these to light, and he's being condemned for what he said in the past. Now he's already apologized for these on multiple occasions ever since then. You know, and my issue is, like I said before, people change, people grow, you know, people evolve, people learn new things. And the fact that he's apologized and already acknowledged what he did in the past, you know, that he felt it was wrong and that, you know, he should have been smarter and that, you know, I mean, he's almost 40 years old now. Why is he being condemned for that now once he finally gets an opportunity to fulfill his dream? Because if that's the case, those same people that's criticizing Kevin Hart for old tweets that he has made, we should be bringing up old tweets on them as well. We should be bringing up things that they've said, mistakes that they've made in the past, and judge them for it. Because that's what they're doing, essentially. They're judging Kevin Hart for what he did in the past. You know what I mean? They're judging him and taking away an opportunity of a lifetime in his eyes that not a lot of people get. It's an annual opportunity. You don't have a lot of years on this earth. And there's a lot of different actors, a lot of actresses, a lot of comedians, a lot of artists out there. Artists is definitely not a word. A lot of artists out there who are deserving of his opportunity. And this time it was Kevin's turn. And now that he's finally got this opportunity, somebody is petty enough to bring up some old tweets from who he was back then. If you can look at yourself and say that you are not who you were back then, you have to acknowledge that you've evolved and that you've changed, whether you're part of that community or not. And my biggest problem with the LGBTQ community is a lot of times when people have say these things that you consider homophobic, in the past, which a lot of you guys weren't really complaining about then, and you're complaining about it now because society is more accepting of your community, which is fine, get acceptance, right? But you have to acknowledge that people aren't who they used to be. And it's almost like this culture of forced acceptance, to where anything you've said about me in the past or about my community in the past, that's how you are and that's how you're always going to be. If you hated us then, you're going to hate us now. You can't evolve, you can't learn, you can't be educated on who we are and how we just want to be accepted like everybody else. No, you're a homophobe. If you don't agree with me, you're a homophobe. You can love me, but if the minute you disagree with my lifestyle, you're a homophobe. And that's a huge problem, because that's hypocritical. You can't preach acceptance and then condemn someone for disagreeing. I don't know. Like I said, I think it's pretty ridiculous that he's getting, you know, chastised and that he's getting penalized, and that an opportunity that he earned through hard work, he's long atoned for those mistakes that he made back then. I mean, come on, it's 2018. It's almost 2019. Who's petty enough to bring those up? And I completely and emphatically agree with the fact that he stood his ground and he's not trying to allow trolls out there to bring him down, or people out there to condemn him and try to hold him accountable for things that he's already acknowledged and apologized for, things that he's already addressed in the past. Whether the Oscars organization knew about it or not, he's already addressed it. How many times does he have to constantly fight for himself and defend himself about something he's already atoned for? If you didn't accept him then, you're not going to accept him now, and that shows in your assessment of him by taking away a man's blessing and a man's opportunity. So now what this creates is a distraction. So now you have to find someone, another host, on the notion that it was Twitter essentially that brought this guy down. So what that tells me about the Oscars is you're allowing social media to dictate who you choose and who you deem worthy of. Because there's a lot of people on that board. There's a lot of actors and actresses that have hosted that have a lot of past dirt. And if the vetting process for Kevin Hart is going to be this strenuous to where people are going to bring up old tweets and old stuff, old news, then every host needs to be vetted the exact same way. And in that case, there shouldn't be any hosts. I'm just saying. If somebody from the LGBTQ community has heard someone say a homophobic slur in their eyes in conversation 25 years ago, and they're up for nomination to host the Oscars, pull it. They don't deserve it. If we're going by the logic that if we're going to judge Kevin Hart the same way, everybody should be vetted the same way. Old tweets matter. And that's not fair to people who do evolve, people who do. You know, if we're a world, America, a society of second chances, right? The funny thing about second chances in America is that we expect everyone to live by our own subjective standard in life. We call people unpatriotic when we deem things that they do as unpatriotic, even though being patriotic is a subjective standard. You know what I mean? Everybody has a different definition of what being patriotic is all about. We hold everyone to that standard, saying, if you don't live this way, I don't agree with your way of life because of my standard. So because of this, everybody's put on a pedestal. And when someone messes up, it's like in America, you cannot learn from your mistakes. If you're the person committing some kind of mistake, you don't have the opportunity to learn from your mistakes, even though we preach second chances. The same person criticizing you for making your mistake wishes they had this, is going to wish they had the same second chance if it was them making a mistake. And that's the crazy thing about it. All these people criticizing Kevin Hart have dirt. Because they're not as famous as he is, it's okay for them to say the things that they've said and hide away in their keyboards and bring someone down for something they did in the past that they've already addressed, already atoned for, already apologized for. Allow people to grow. Allow people to evolve. You know, for any community, whether it's the black community, the white community, LGBTQ community, Me Too movement, any kind of community that has a certain cause. PETA. I heard something this morning about PETA, in which they put out a tweet about certain things that should not be said anymore, like beat a dead horse and bringing home the bacon and things like that. And it's like, where are we at in society where we have to change our speech? Because essentially that's essentially you're taking away freedom of speech by dictating the kind of language people have and shouldn't have. So on one hand, as Americans, we preach freedom of speech. We preach the ability and the freedom in America, which me, as a military service member, I'm sacrificing, and people have gone before me are sacrificing our lives to make sure you have that freedom to say what the hell you want to say. And all of that's going to vain because people want to dictate and control what you say. Now, say what you want to say, be ready to face the consequences, but I shouldn't have any control over what you speak, what you say as a person, because your freedom of speech is that your freedom to speak and say whatever you want to say, whether it's offensive to me or not. You have that right. By me dictating your language, by me telling you, don't call me this, call me that, I'm trying to control your language. I'm trying to tell you what you can or cannot say as it sees fit to me, as it pleases me, as it's acceptable to me, which contradicts that First Amendment in my eyes. Whether you disagree or not, I like to have dialogue with you so I can get more understanding about it. But as of now, it's really tough. It's bad enough that people are already extremely sensitive in America, you know what I mean, when it comes to comedians saying certain things. It's bad enough America's already, you know, gets hot over anything that anybody says, you know, that they don't like. And it's not like you can just disagree with somebody and say, hey, I didn't like what you said, and move on. It's more like, I don't like what you said. You shouldn't be able to feed your children because of that. And that's what social media has done. It's allowed people to dictate people's salary. It's allowed people to dictate people's jobs. It's allowed people who don't have the same energy that people have into digging up dirt should be the same energy people should have into acknowledging the good people do, acknowledging facts. You know, social media, like the internet is raising our children now. The internet is ruling our lives. We're no longer looking for facts. We're no longer looking, like, case in point. This guy just did a social experiment to where he dressed up as freaking Kylie Jenner's Travis Scott. Excuse me. This guy dressed up as Travis Scott and, you know, was on a balcony with some young lady. And now you got all these tabloids and front pages saying Travis Scott cheats on Kylie Jenner. Are you kidding me? If you, the same energy you spent into writing that article, the same energy you spent into believing that BS, you could have looked up the fact that this dude was doing, it's not even Travis Scott, this dude was doing a social experiment. And all of y'all fell for it. And it makes us, it makes us look so unintelligent and so stupid that we can't even do simple research. You know what I mean? Because we have so little expectations for people that we don't have the time and the energy to put into actually researching facts and getting information so that we can have some peace of mind about what we're talking about. We'd rather just rant and just talk sideways and just post whatever we're feeling in that moment, no matter what it is, so people can pick it apart. So the whole Kevin Hart thing is like, you know, come on. Like, this is old news. Even James Gunn, director of Guardians of the Galaxy, he's no longer with Disney because of some stuff he said. Now he doesn't have, I don't know what kind of opportunities he has, but Guardians of the Galaxy was a huge success. It is a huge success. A lot of it because of him. And you know, in the staff that he had and the people that worked together to make Guardians of the Galaxy what it is. But he's a director. And now he's out of the job because of something he said a long time ago. Who I'm sure he's acknowledged that he's not the same as he used to be. But since he works for Disney, a family-friendly network, an organization, anything he did in the past won't fly. When Walt Disney himself was a known anti-Semitic. Is that the word? I think it's a word. And if it's not, I'm sorry. But everybody knew Walt Disney didn't like Jews. It was a fact. People grow and they evolve. And our lives shouldn't be dictated by what social media thinks. You know what I mean? People shouldn't be getting fired for what they say without extensive research and without discussion, without conversation. Another problem with social media and different platforms of social media is dialogue. Alright, you only get a certain amount of characters on Twitter to have dialogue with someone. You know, feel free to DM me on my Instagram, on my Twitter, and I'll definitely give you that at the end of this segment. Feel free to get with me on any issue. I give you my phone number, or I give you my Facebook, and we can talk about it. Dialogue is important. It gives people the opportunity to sit and talk and disagree, because it's okay to disagree. That's what makes us unique. That's what makes us special. That's what makes us different. We are all created to be different. Equal, but different. Unique. Y'all have certain things that we bring to the table. And it's okay to disagree, to agree to disagree on something. It's okay for you to feel this way. It's okay for me to disagree with it. It's okay, excuse me, for me to feel a way and for you to disagree with it. That's what makes us unique and special in our own individual way. And I feel like social media takes that away from us, and that the expectation is for everyone to think and feel the exact same. And if you are in any disagreement at any point, then automatically you're a hater. Automatically you're a heathen. You're homophobe. You don't believe in animals' rights. You don't believe in this. You know what I mean? If you eat chicken, you definitely don't believe in animals' rights. You believe in murdering animals if you eat chicken. You know, if you don't agree with the lifestyle of someone homosexual, you're a homophobe. You can have all the family and cousins that are gay, that you love to death, that you would stand in front of a bullet for, but because you don't disagree with that lifestyle, you must be homophobe. You must hate them. You know, and social media has created that narrative. All because people refuse to have dialogue. And that's the things that social media, that's the thing that social media has cursed us with. It's taken away our ability to properly communicate with each other about what we agree with and what we disagree with. Because there's no context in a text message. In reading something, there's no context, there's no emotion. You can't hear tone. You can't get emotion from that. You're just reading what you see. You can't see how somebody feels. People read into things all the time. You see, if something's in all caps, you assume somebody is screaming. You know what I mean? Because that's used to express that, a screaming narrative, if someone uses all caps. If you use punctuation, if you I'm not even going to try. If you use punctuation in your sentences, you must have an attitude in your text messages. Like, I don't understand. Like, everything is being extra read into. American society now is so dang sensitive. It drives me. And the catalyst behind all that is social media. There's so much good that social media can do, and there's so much terrible things that social media can do. Cyberbullying, things like that. Little boys, little girls are defining themselves based on what's being accepted and what's being put out by social media. Instagram is telling little girls what's acceptable, how they should look. That when you get older, your body should look like this. These Instagram models who are getting these surgeries are paying for all this stuff, and then they're selling it like they're actually working hard, they're actually eating right, they're actually exercising. They're paying for all that stuff, and they're telling you that you have to look like this. You have to have a perfect body like this. A perfect body like that doesn't come from hard work. You can tell when somebody's working hard. That comes from somebody paying for it in some kind of surgery. But it's social media that's making it acceptable, and that's making little girls hunt for likes in their pictures and try to and take pictures at certain angles, so the sun shines at this angle and that the moonlight shines at this angle. And if they don't get one or two, at least 20 likes, they're taking the pictures down. So they're defining who they are as young queens by whatever acceptance social media is putting out there. And that's a problem, because I have a daughter. You know, the way social media portrays the Kardashians and the Jenners as these perfect Barbie dolls. And people don't realize that their pictures are photoshopped a billion times before it's even posted, to where it's as perfect can be. Knowing good and dang well Instagram's filters ain't that good. Care what kind of phone you got. So it's social media is really defining people's identities, telling you that you're this when you're that, or making you believe you're this or you're that, and it's confusing people, children, so early in their ages that kids don't even know who they are, and they're making decisions about who they are way too early. They're making decisions about their sexual identity before they even understand what that is, because of the catalyst that is social media, that's putting this out to them, that saying that, hey, introducing them to this different aspect of thinking when they're not even old enough to understand what that aspect is yet, because they haven't lived it, they haven't had the opportunity to choose for themselves. Social media. So it's important to note that, you know, social media should be used to connect with people, I think. To connect with people. I mean, if you want to air your frustrations, air your frustrations, that's fine. But it shouldn't be used as a tool to bring people down, to chastise people. And if you do, yeah, do you have that freedom to do so? Yeah. But you should also share responsibility when people commit suicide. Share responsibility. I mean, yeah, you're not making them commit suicide, but you're contributing to the stress, and you're contributing to people being depressed by tearing people down and things like that. I remember a while ago, we had a situation in the military where someone made a Facebook page and posted people's wives. Some Marines and some sailors got together and posted people's wives on social media, their naked pictures and things like that. And I guarantee you they were dealt with. Because they ain't in the military anymore, I tell you that much. NCIS had to investigate. I remember like it clear as, I think it was 2 years ago. Which is why I had to be extremely careful. Being in the military. Not getting caught up in these different articles on Facebook or on Twitter and ranting from my mind or from what I call my heart, and not thinking from my heart with my mind. Like maybe I should not just react to this. If I could say this out loud in a room by myself and just scream or whatever, that should be fine with me. Or if I need to talk to somebody, I need to find somebody I trust, a confidant, my wife, and sit and talk about my frustrations. And not just go on a rant on social media, because tweets get saved, as you can tell with Kevin Hart. The minute that you post something, it gets screenshot. That people disagree with you, screenshot. It gets screenshot or it gets retweeted. And before you know it, there's like a cult-like following that's disagreeing or agreeing with that post. And your life will be changed forever. Opportunities that you thought you had, blessings that you thought you have, are taken away from you because of that. So people need to be held accountable. I get it. You want to hold people accountable. It's not okay for people to think the way they thought back then. You know what I mean? But if people have already atoned for those things, people have evolved, acknowledge that they have evolved, acknowledge that they have gotten better, acknowledge all the good things that people like Kevin Hart have done since that moment. People can't be who they used to be. I'm not the person today that I was 15 years ago. I've made plenty of mistakes in my life that I've atoned for, that I continue to atone for. That's just like me not loving my wife, or not, you know, caring for my wife, and not even choosing to marry my wife based on the dude she had sex with before me, and holding her accountable for that stuff when I had nothing to do with it. I didn't even know her then. That's not fair to her. An opportunity for us to be together, I'm taking away from you because of people from her past or situations from her past that happened long before I met her. It's not fair to hold her to that. So, social media, we got to get better. We got to hold each other accountable for that. The way we communicate. That's why I don't really like to get in my feelings too much when it comes to social media, because it brings more negative than positivity. And I think a lot of times the negativity overshadows the good things that people are trying to do with awareness, trying to get information out there to people. You know what I mean? People are these days are posting what they're doing in terms of charity work, which I disagree with, depending on your intentions. You know, charity work nowadays, because of social media, is becoming more of a fame thing. You know what I mean? More of a, hey, look what I did. I'm about to go do this for this person. Watch me make this person so happy. Just do it. If you want to bring awareness to what you're doing for someone, there's different ways to do that. Like, hey, we're going to go out and give. Come join us as we give to these people. Come join us as we bring attention to this. You know what I mean? Get up off your couch, get up off your butt, and come join us. Come out and support these homeless people. Come out and help these veterans that have gone and fought for our country and our freedom to talk about this and to post about this. Come support these guys and come help feed them. Come help give them clothes. Come help get them food. Join us rather than, hey, look, I'm about to go give this homeless man some shoes. He needs shoes. I'm about to go give him the shoes off my feet, dog. Check me out. That completely overshadows, and you're using the platform to completely overshadow the deed that you just did. Because what are your intentions? Social media. The things that people are using it for. It's so many different things that social media has done for people and done to people. And it's only going to get worse as technology advances on and on and on, and people have more access to old stuff. So be careful what you're putting out there. Yeah, we got a privacy act. You know what I mean? But at the same time, whatever you put out, be ready to answer some questions when it's pulled back up 10, 15, 20 years from now. You have just listened to the Lion Speaks podcast with your host, Mufasa T. Leon. You can catch my podcast on Apple Music and Spotify. Follow me on Instagram to get podcast weekly updates, or even submit a topic you'd like for me to speak on at mufasa.t.leon. Catch my next episode.